He climbed up there and he started eating the oranges, and Jesus came and he said, Zacchaeus, you give those oranges back to that tree. He said, Zacchaeus, you give those oranges back to that tree, or you will go to Sycamore.
Did you know that?
Yeah, if I had thought about it.
What kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
Cherry.
You ever heard of a shoemaker, a shoemake?
No.
Okay. And that kind of stuff that's poison that'll make your skin break out is what?
Ivy. Okay. Poison.
Poison what?
Ivy poison. Poison ivy.
Okay. Ever heard of anything else like it?
No.
What about different kind of berries? Name me all the different kind of berries you use.
Strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, boysenberries, raspberries,
okay.
Cherries.
Okay. Berries that aren't good to eat, if they kill you, say those berries are
poison.
Okay. And you know about a couple of kinds of bushes, that when a tall bush with pink and white flowers and bloom late in the spring, real tall bush, grows up in the mountains, I think.
Dogwood.
You know what a mountain laurel is?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's what you just described.
So what?
Pink and white flowers.
Okay, you call it what?
Mountain laurel.
Anything else like it, except real lot bigger?
No.
What about ones that start Rhodo.
Rhododendrons.
Okay, you know what they are? What about a kind of tree you see in Alabama, Mississippi a lot? It's got big shiny leaves and a prickly pod and about the size of a cucumber, and they use them in weddings and so forth. If you're in Mississippi, you might sit out under what kind of tree?
Shade.
Yeah, what kind of tree? Y'all have magnolia trees here?
Oh yeah.
What?
Magnolia.
Okay. And okay, these are questions about family trees.
Oh Lord,
you get
all these. I'm glad we got off that. Turn off for a minute.
Okay, say the days of the week so the tests are recorded.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I think they're darling. I like the difference.
Yeah, even just that little makes a lot.
I know, really. But yet they still coordinate. Okay.
Okay, now say that somebody, since you're a married woman now, somebody asks you if you want to do something, you say, well, first let me ask
my husband.
Okay, any other names you'd use for my husband? Any joking, say, kidding around?
No.
What about my old man?
No, I'd never say that.
What would he say? He'd say, I'd have to ask
my wife.
Mm-hmm. Any kid names that he'd use?
Nope.
He'd never call you the old lady?
No.
The missus?
No.
Well, he will. So.
And if we were joking around, we might say honey or something. My honey or something like that.
And a woman who's lost her husband, she's a
widow.
What if her husband's just left her? He's not dead.
Divorced.
And what if she's not divorced? He just left her. Just got up and walked out. You ever heard her call a grass widow?
No.
Okay. And what about the man? Omer Perriman is your
father.
Okay.
But I call him daddy.
Okay, anything else you call him?
No.
Okay, and his wife is your
mother.
What's her first name?
Yuvala.
Oh, I forgot that, yeah. I remember. And you call her what?
Mother.
Any other thing you hear people call him?
No.
What about other people? What have you heard some other people use instead of mother?
Mom. Children call their mothers mommy,
okay.
Ma.
Okay. And your mother and father together, are you two?
Parents.